This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, April 22. The Women. A reading comes from Luke chapter 24. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.'" Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. When they went to Jesus' tomb on Sunday morning, the women expected to find Jesus' body there. They had prepared spices for his burial and a time of mourning. But when they got there, the stone was rolled away and Jesus' body was gone. Suddenly they saw two men in gleaming clothes who told them that Jesus wasn't there, but had risen from the dead, just as he had told them. All of that is amazing in itself. But I love what these women did when they left the tomb. They went and told the disciples and all the others. They had seen something amazing, and that needed to be shared. So they told everyone they knew. Other people did the same thing after encountering Jesus. They experienced his amazing power through healings, teachings, forgiveness, and more, and they couldn't keep from sharing about it with everyone else. Encountering the risen Lord should draw the same response from us. Christ is risen is the best news the world has ever heard. This isn't news that should be hoarded for ourselves or kept from others who need to hear it. This is good news for all the world to hear. So today, share the good news of Jesus with everyone you meet. Christ has risen. Pray with me. Jesus, let us boldly share the news of your resurrection through our words and actions with everyone we meet today. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.